You know, one of the things that's so great, I think, about the holidays is that they can seem so universal, but at the same time, so many people have their own way of celebrating them. The chef Victor Albizu in Washington, D.C. is someone I knew I wanted to talk to because he runs a Mexican restaurant, but he was raised by a family that's Cuban and Peruvian. And his favorite Christmas dish is a little potato soup he learned to make by the side of the road in Peru. So we met up with him in his restaurant Taco Bamba to get a lesson in making it, and it was such a great time once we got over the fact that it was so hot in that kitchen that the microphones literally started to melt. But he was so into it, and he was so proud of the fact that he could find Peruvian potatoes to show us what they really tasted like. Have a listen. So Chef Victor, thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you guys for being in my chaotic kitchen. I'm really grateful to have you.
Taco Bamba, lunch prep is definitely in full swing.
It is.
But we're not going to talk about the restaurant. We're going to talk about your home.
Yes.
So you grew up in a family that was part Cuban and part Peruvian.
Yes. Lots of flavor, lots of talking and yelling and loving.
So what was like holiday time at your table like?
It's evolved over the years.
Yeah.
When I was younger, it was really about like the classics. The Cubans did the roast pork the best way, so everybody let them do it. The Peruvians did all the other, the potato dishes, the starch, the sides, the creamy dishes, the ceviches, the kind of stir fries, all that kind of stuff would find its way under the table.
Yeah.
We would do papas a la huancaína or causas, all these potato dishes. And
what's papas a la huancaína?
Papas a la huancaína, there are 3,000 varieties of potato native to Peru.
Yeah.
And papas a la huancaína is a classic dish, steamed or boiled potato with the cheesy ají amarillo sauce.
Yeah.
The ají amarillo is the one of the preeminent chilies or peppers of Peru.
Yeah.
It's in our dish that we're going to make today. But Peru is has a very special soil. The things that come out of the ground in Peru are unlike any other place in the world. But it is also a place that has struggled with poverty and a lot of different kind of crises.
Yeah.
So you'll see that the use of these products are elevated. It's kind of this beautiful kind of dichotomy of inherent elegance and kind of, poverty and and do what you can with what you got.
Yeah.
And this dish that we're doing today is a dish that I now serve at the holidays with my family to get started because this is a dish that I ate out of a bucket in Ayacucho, Peru, on the street. And I found the flavors to be just profound, and really this reminds me a lot about where the vast majority of Peruvians are still and how wonderful their food is and how wonderful their products are and how proud they are of it.
Let's talk about this dish. What is it called and what are we making?
So this is called ajiaco. Okay. So again, we just talked about ají amarillo. This is ajiaco. Ajiaco is basically just a chili stew with potatoes, and I was able to get a hold of actual Peruvian potatoes. And this is oyuco, which looks kind of like a potato, but it has this kind of crumbly, slimy nature to it almost.
Yeah, this is
You can eat it raw or you can eat it cooked. It's an Andean tuber.
Yeah, it looks like a really smooth, waxy potato.
It's actually not one of the varietals of potatoes. It's not a potato at all. Hmm. But it does add a certain authenticity of flavor to what we're doing.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to chop up some garlic here. These are whole ají amarillos. We have farmers in the U.S. now that are growing these. There's a little heat to them. You're welcome to taste it like that if you like.
Thank you. You can find these jarred sometimes too, right?
Yeah, we bought them jarred. You can find them in puree form as well, which is the way I kind of grew up using it. So I actually had to get used to using
the fresh ones.
The whole ones. Yeah. Definitely, and controlling the heat a little bit with the seeds, but I really like the seeds and I like the heat. I'm really into spicy food. It really makes you feel alive, I think. Yeah. I don't hold back.
Pain means you're alive.
I agree with that. I'm also going to chop an onion.
Okay.
So I have some pork fat that we've rendered.
Some pork fat in a nice sauce pot.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and actually add a piece of pork to the pan.
Okay. Is that like a salt pork or just like a hunk?
This is just a hunk of
pork. Shoulder.
Yeah, shoulder that, just to add a little...
A little something, something.
Yeah, in Peruvian food, you don't see a whole ton of like this hard searing, and so we're gonna go right in with the onion.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't need to like brown that pork super hard.
No,
just, like,
we're just gonna let it be.
Just
yeah,
let it go.
Yeah, we're just gonna let it be. And I'm gonna actually add the garlic relatively early.
Okay.
Instead of letting it kind of bloom by itself, I kind of mix it with the onions, and just kind of let it get where it needs to get while the onions get translucent.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know already that when you smell onions and garlic in a pan with a little bit of pork fat, that you're on the right track.
Everything's all right.
Everything is good. The world is in the right place. Even though it's not.
Yeah. It's the holidays. Positive thoughts.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to start adding the ají amarillos to it as well.
I want to talk about the ají amarillos for a second, too, because they're this beautiful orangey yellow color. And they have a little bit of heat. They're not crazy hot at all. But they have this beautiful, very fruity, passion-fruity
So, even the hottest peppers in Peru, like the rocotos or the ají limos, they all taste, you know, just like they're just a step away from a passion fruit of some sort.
Yeah.
Or you know, right? Like there's just a little something in there that makes you feel good about yourself when you have it. So I love that about it. It's not like this, like, all-out warfare. it's a really beautiful thing. And since we're going to finish the dish with some olives, I'm going to add a little bit of olive oil if I feel like the pan needs it.
Yeah, just a little
more. Just because, you know, in my culture, growing up, I would never use olive oil cooking, and now it's almost all I use. But that was like the finishing oil. That was like the sacred
fancy stuff.
So I'm going to go in with the potatoes.
Yeah. Are these pre-cooked?
We blanched them. You don't need to blanch them, but we blanched them, and we have that blanching liquid that I'm going to re-add here.
Okay.
Right, so I'm just going to cook these down, and I'm going to add the oyuco as well.
Oyuco is cool. I snuck a bite of that earlier raw.
Yeah,
it's potato-ish, but it has like almost like a water chestnut-y flavor.
That's exactly right.
A corn flavor.
Yeah, and I just added some bay leaf. So here I like to start, I kind of take this and break it up.
You're sort of mashing them, crushing them while you're cooking them.
Right, it's almost like risotto style, right? Where where you don't really want to stop too much. You want to just keep accentuating and building the starch up in the dish.
Yeah.
I'm going to add a little bit of paprika here.
Okay.
And then now I'm going to start adding the potato stock that I blanched the potatoes in.
And this could just be water.
It could just be water. It could be chicken stock. Yeah. And this starts to pick up some of the flavors off the bottom there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is what you're talking, like risotto style with the potatoes.
Right, you see? So it starts to break it all up.
Yeah. So you're leaving some of these potatoes like golf ball size. Well, some of them are mashed up.
Yeah, I'm going to let them fall apart and change in texture on their own.
So if we're not using Peruvian potatoes...
I would use a good Yukon Gold potato.
Yeah, sort of like a waxy, not a totally waxy
I mean,
potato.
I mean, this would be a great thing to do also with like fingerling potatoes.
Great.
Because those are a lot more even and they have a beautiful sweetness to them.
Yeah. Man, that smell is awesome.
Yeah.
Like it went from the... That like sauteed garlic and onion smell, which everyone knows and loves. So now it's like the potato stock and the starch. Oh man, it's good. The color is great. I mean, it looks like this beautiful, like almost like a yellow lentil kind of.
Yeah, it's got this color. You know, it's got a really porridgey, but like vibrant porridgey looking vibe to it. And in a minute here, when I get more of this stuff broken up, I'm going to add the evaporated milk. If I can find, here it is. The evaporated milk is something that is uber used in Peru.
It's almost like a caramelized milk flavor.
Exactly.
It's not that sweet, but it has that like nuttiness.
It's almost like a concentrated.
So what are the next steps?
Well, we continue to stir basically until the potatoes are all broken and done. I actually like to finish with a little bit more pork fat in here.
Stirring in a little bit more.
Yeah, just to help it out a little bit. So actually, before we finish it, I'm gonna. I have some Peruvian purple potatoes over here.
Okay.
Some queso fresco.
Okay.
Right.
Just a good,
and I'm gonna toss in here with
fresh,
that
mild cheese.
Right. I'm gonna toss some cilantro in here as well.
Okay.
I take some cilantro stems. This is one of my favorite ingredients right now. And I use them like a little chives. Peruvian olives, and I'm gonna take a little bit of lime zest.
Okay.
And again, maybe this isn't how they would serve it in Peru, but I love it like this.
So this is like a little garnish for you.
This is our little garnish, yeah. Let's season it up a little bit. All right. And then I also have this little secret that I like to do, where I take some Peruvian olives and I dehydrate them. Obviously, Peruvian grandmothers are not doing this.
Yeah.
But it turns this into this really pretty, almost like black olive puree,
yeah,
oil type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
dehydrate them and blend them?
Yes, with olive oil.
With olive oil. So he's put the soup in the bowl, this beautiful pale orange potato soup. It's almost like a chowder.
Yeah.
Put out a few spoonfuls of this potato and cheese and lime and cilantro salad, and then a few drops of this black olives pureed with olive oil.
A little more cilantro, a little bit more
lime zest.
And I'm going to chop a little piece of lime in case you want to put a little bit of that in there. And I have some really pretty cilantro.
Now, all this stuff you're doing at the end, this is your own addition.
Yeah.
Traditionally, it could just be the soup.
Absolutely. I'm the kind of guy that keeps adding.
Yeah.
Then you can also add some really nice pieces of fresh ají amarillo also. Now you get to taste it.
All right. This is the moment. Oh, dude. I wanted to try the soup on its own without all the garnishes. And if you said, oh, it's just a simple potato soup, I would never believe you. Because there's so much flavor from the onions, from the garlic, from the ají amarillo. Those chilies are so, it's crazy. Like raw, they taste like almost like passion fruit.
Yeah.
But cooked, then cooked.
It has what I like to describe as a rounder heat, right?
Yeah.
Rather than acute, it's rounder. It permeates in a beautiful way, in a subtle way. And you can tell that potatoes and ají amarillos are meant to be
Yeah,
together.
They were like destined.
And of course, everybody has their own take on ajiaco. It could be a little bit looser. It could be more of a brothy soup. I like it like this. It packs a punch. It's a great way to introduce people into the holidays, into a beautiful meal. And when people appreciate it, it's all the more humbling because it comes from such a humble place.
Yeah. It's like literally chunks of potato stirred with water, and it's one of the most delicious things I've eaten all year.
I'm glad to hear that.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. We're really grateful to be able to do this with you guys.
Victor Albizu is chef owner of Taco Bamba in Washington, D.C. You can find his recipe for that pretty amazing potato soup, ajiaco, at splendidtable.org.